It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness. Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay. Oh, welcome, welcome. It's been an interesting couple of days. The intensity of the energy and contraction that's happening right now is curious to play with, but feels very purposeful for me, for all of creation, for all of us. And so some of you may be actually feeling more of a squeeze or contraction before the expansion, but that's often what happens with the energies. Is it's part of the law of rhythm and harmony, and it will contract and then expand and contract and expand. That's how it kind of shifts and changes. So before a big expansion, we often have a contraction. And sometimes that contraction is light and not very noticeable. And then other times it's actually quite intense and can be really obvious or really felt physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically. So it's important to ride those contractions out and just know that it's part of the process of evolving. It's part of the process of shifting consciousness and changing frequencies. The contraction and the expansion often come together. Where it's really challenging for a lot of people is that you'll have an experience and you'll feel very expanded and light, and you'll feel like your field has changed and you've got a level up in your frequency and you're all right in this high feeling, this really good, scrumptious feeling. And then all of a sudden the contraction comes following that expansion, and it's such an obvious contrast to where you were. So that's the law of contrast. A lot of times when we have an expansion, we have a lift, then there's often a contrast that we feel or experience, and that's the contraction after the expansion. So if you can ride those lows after the high, if you know that that's what it is, then you can actually ride it out a little easier. So when you have an expansion and all of a sudden you're feeling the contraction, if you recognize, oh, that's the contraction, the moment the mind has an understanding of what's going on, or to some degree, doesn't have to fully understand it, but it often needs to understand it enough so that it doesn't add more of a contraction or judgment, or it taking you down into a wormhole. Or of course the ego would love to come in here and convince you that, you know, what you did, no, you shouldn't have done that, and you put yourself out there and you're now vulnerable, I need to protect you. So then it kind of brings you into this tight cocoon of protection when you don't need to be protected. So there's a lot playing out right now, and there's a lot happening on the outside, but there's a lot happening on the inside. And our consciousness is changing within, and the consciousness is changing around us as well. So it's an interesting time to navigate. At the same time, it's actually a really exciting time because we're shifting into new frequencies and we're accessing new global energies. We have access to different, our consciousness has access to move through the dimensions a lot easier. And we're actually accessing a lot of the other dimensions. Most people aren't conscious or aware of that, but that's what's happening. And because that's what's happening, it's confusing and disorienting for a lot of people, because we're kind of we're walking new territory here. We're walking on new ground. And it's a bit disorienting, but if you see it more of a new orientation to a new way of being. How can I orient myself to this new energy? How can I orient myself to this new way of being? How can I orient myself to this expansion and embrace the contraction that comes with it, knowing that you will expand back into that where you were or more? The contraction is not going backwards. It's just an expansion. The contraction comes in, and then you often expand back to where you were or further. So the contraction actually can help propel us into more of an expanded state as well. I know this is a lot to embrace and comprehend right now with what's going on globally. My hope and my intention is always to give you enough information to give your mind an understanding to a degree that will allow it to release the resistance, to allow you to move through that your evolution with a little bit more ease and grace, even though it's going to be challenging. So this isn't going to be a cakewalk. It's not going to be easy peasy lemon squeezy. Let's like go with the flow. You can go with the flow, but it's not going to be necessarily easy. It will be challenging, and it can be a challenging adventure. It doesn't have to be a challenging, heavy, hard, grueling thing, although we may have days like that. It can be a challenge that you can accept. I accept the challenge. I'm going to face the challenge the same way we can face our fears. Then we don't become a victim of the challenge. We don't become a victim of the fears. We are moving through and experiencing life as life is moving through and experiencing us. So it's a flow with creation, as creation, because you are creation. You are source animating this human body, this human avatar, and it's part of the experience. Now, as we shift and move into coming to the end of this year, 2025, there's some energies that you're going to feel that you haven't experienced before, but there's also going to be like a good clearing, purging experience over the next couple weeks. You add that with the holiday and family gatherings and all the kinds of things that the holidays bring. It is, you can look at it as like, oh my God, this is going to be like crazy. Or you can look at it as like, this is the perfect recipe for me to really clear all my leftovers, to really clear and release all of the things that I might be holding in those hidden pockets within and around me. So I want you to see these next couple of weeks as an opportunity. It's a challenge, yes, and an opportunity. Your mindset right now will determine how you experience these next couple of weeks and how you're going to experience 2026. So do your best to change your mindset. Be encouraging, be curious, be in that space of wonderment. Those kinds of choices to embody and embrace that type of mindset is going to support you in all the challenges you're going to face. One step at a time, one breath at a time, one moment at a time is where you need to focus. If you focus on two or three steps ahead of you, that's ego, that's future, that's pulling you further ahead than where you need to focus. Focus on the step that's in front of you. And it doesn't mean we don't plan for what we call future moments, because you can plan in this moment for something that might happen in January, but don't get caught up in what's happening or what's coming in the future. Focus on what's present. Where am I in space in this moment? Where am I meant to be? And how can I fully be here? And what is on my path? What is in front of me right now? What's the step that I need to focus on? When you're doing a recipe, you don't look at the 10 steps. You're not doing step five when you're on step one. Focus on step one. Focus on the step that's in front of you. So asking yourself, what now instead of what next? What now keeps you very present. The ego's going to want to pull you into the future or the past, regretting the past, blaming something, feeling guilty, feeling regret, or it's going to try and pull you into the future, worry, concern, planning, organizing for the future. But everything that happens is happening in the now. It's the only space that life can happen is right here, right now. So when you bring yourself back to what now, it really helps you land and anchor in the present moment, which is where your intuition speaks to you, which is where spirit guides you, which is where you can hear your heart and listen to that level of consciousness guiding and leading and directing you. It's the present moment. That's where you need to be. It's where we're all meant to be. That's where life is occurring. Life isn't occurring in the future. It's not occurring in the past. It's occurring right here, right now, in this moment. So if you remind yourself, where am I in space? How can I land here now in this present moment? And it could be, where am I in space with my thoughts? Where am I in space with my emotions? Where am I in space with my body? Land here, be present, and then ask your heart. Don't ask your head. Ask your heart, what now? And follow the guidance that comes in. Follow the nudge. Follow the feeling. Follow the feeling of intuition. Follow the feeling of rightness. Follow the feeling of the guidance, the direction. So, what do we do with this contraction in the meantime? Let's take you on a little journey and see where we go. Help you ride it out, help you embrace it, help you sink into it. So as we move through this journey, I invite you to, with your eyes closed, really remain open, remain curious. Invite the mindset and energy of wonderment and maybe even fascination. Fascination or amusement, those are good mindsets to embrace and to invite in. And the invitation, even with amusement, fascination, wonderment, curiosity, all of those energies can be very beautifully seated in the present moment. So asking yourself in this moment, where am I in space? Where can I be? And what allows me to feel more present? Your breath can be an anchor, anchoring you here and now, anchoring you in the present moment. Take some deep breaths. And as you're breathing, you can even use your words, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out. Here and now, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out. Here, right now, I'm breathing in. I'm breathing out. I'm making sure we've got that beautiful my electromagnetic grounding cord plugged into the new timeline. The new earth consciousness, a new way of being. Plugging in and having our grounding cord into the new way of being, the new earth, is like setting our GPS. It's like, this is where I'm heading, and this is where I am. And then we let, it's almost like our grounding cord directs us and leads us, but also feeds us, nurtures us, provides nourishment from the new earth. And we feel that potential energy because we're tapping into the field of. The unified field of pure potential. And we're not focusing on where we need to get to. We're focusing on where we are in relationship to where we're setting our intention. Our intention is to
be on the new timeline, to align with the new timeline, to embody the potential of the new timeline. And we meet ourselves in the moment where we are, right here, right now, with this breath, in this body. And we notice what's happening. Notice what's happening without judgment. Remain curious. No judgment. No need to change anything. Just notice, observe what is. Maybe noticing the physical body. How does the physical body feel? We're often either avoiding pain or ignoring it or denying it, or we're fixated on it and so fixated on it that we're not even noticing other aspects of the body. So we might be focusing on the contraction or the tension or the tightness or the pain or the discomfort. And we're ignoring the other parts of our body that perhaps are feeling the expansion, are feeling lightness, maybe feeling even levitated. So you could take a moment to reflect on where does my body feel contracted or heavy? Acknowledge, witness. Be open to any experience or processing that needs to occur in that space. And then also opening up to what part of my body does feel expanded, does feel good, does feel levitated, light, expanded, aligned. And then noticing your emotions, what's happening emotionally within and around me. So we can hold emotions. The heart is an emotional center, but we can hold emotions anywhere in the body because emotions are just energy. Energy that's wanting to be in movement. So emotions are energy in motion if we let it. But if we're contracting around an emotion because we're judging or denying it, or it's in a blind spot, or we're afraid to feel it, afraid to process it, it becomes stagnant energy. And stagnant energy or trapped energy can also lead to dis-ease. The lack of ease in an area is a lack of flow. It's a contraction that's being held when it's not meant to be. So, emotionally noticing, how do I feel? Where do I feel it? And again, for some of us, we might be avoiding the heavy, denser feelings, but others might be avoiding and afraid of the expanded feelings. Some people are afraid of joy and happiness. Most are more afraid of love than they are afraid of fear. Fear is so conditioned and so deep in our programming. But that's not the nature. The innate essence of who we are is love. And we are taught to fear that. Be afraid of love. Love can hurt us. Love is just energy. The same way fear is just energy. And when we create a story around that emotion, around that energy, that's where we get hooked. That's where we hold on. So in this moment, the invitation is to honor and witness and accept all the emotions that are present and where they are present in the body without judgment. Accept them all. Embrace them all. Honor all of the emotions. If there's anything that you need to know about it, let it be brought to your heart to be understood. Let it be brought to your central channel. Let it be brought into the body in a way that could be embraced and felt and experienced and processed so that that emotion can move and that energy can be processed. Step out of the left brain loop, step out of the part of the brain that creates a story about why you're feeling that way and why you should hold on to emotions and just be present with the raw energy of that emotion. Anger is just energy. Grief is energy. Sadness, worry, concern, anxiety, all just energy. Frustration, boredom, all energy. Happiness, hope, joy. Emotional energy. Welcome it all. Embrace it all. Let it have its expression. So there may be a feeling of contraction. You might need to contract around the anger. You might feel like you even want to contract and tighten your fists and tighten your body and tighten your jaw. You might even feel yourself wanting to yell or scream to give that energy of anger an outlet. You might find all of a sudden there's tears because that energy of grief and sadness needs an outlet. You might feel a heaviness, a density in the body. You might feel a sickness, a sickly feeling because shame and blame, guilt. Need a space to be expressed, to be honored, to be witnessed. Fold them in, stir them into your heart space. Welcome them all. Let them have their expression, but it can be a very efficient expression. If there's something more you need to do, something more you need to see or understand or experience or know, let it be brought to your heart so you can be guided. Perhaps you'll be guided to journal. Perhaps you'll be guided to talk to somebody or see a professional. Perhaps you'll be guided to have a bath or to go for a swim. Go stand in the sand or the soil or the grass. The energy that makes up the consciousness that is you has an innate intelligence, and energy knows how to move and how to flow. Your mind thinks it knows what to do with energy, but it doesn't. So let the intelligence of the energy move, contract, expand, shift, transmute, be processed, be healed, be witnessed, be honored. If it needs to be expressed through journaling, through words, let it. Let it have the space it needs. And your freedom comes from moving through the feeling of the emotional energy and feeling it till you get to the other side. And that's where the freedom resides. That's where the energy shifts and is transmuted or it's cleared from the body. And suddenly you're free and you're lighter. And the beautiful thing with the new energies and the new frequencies now is all of this can be so much more graceful and efficient. You don't need 10 years of talk therapy, maybe just one or two sessions. or maybe a little longer, but it's certainly not the duration we used to need. We can heal something in a holy instant that 10 years ago would take us longer. We are working with a very efficient energy, and if you soften the mind, remain curious and open, fascinated by the efficiency of our ability to heal and process, you will find you move through things way more quickly, efficiently, deeply, and effectively, completely. We don't leave the leftovers. We can't leave any more leftovers. Because the leftovers, the hidden, the hiding spots, the density, the stuff we're holding on to, and the ego loves to hold on to evidence of things that have happened in the past, all of that is going to become very, very, very uncomfortable. And it's going to get to a point where it's impossible to hold. So we don't want to hold anything. No leftovers. We meet the moment fresh, process the emotions fresh, and we become clear channels that can process things instantly and or in a very short, efficient time. Take some deep breaths and invite some of that to process now, some more to process. Trusting and knowing that it's different now. The mind doesn't have to hold on like it used to. And we are not meant to process things through the mind the way we used to. So invite everything to process through your heart. We're shifting out of head consciousness and into heart consciousness. We've been so head-driven and head-programmed, working through a limited perspective and so many filters of limitations, fear-based programming. That is all being lifted and invited to be cleared. So that we can shift into heart consciousness and really experience the pure potentiality of our human experience, animated by our divinity, an experience of oneness within us and oneness all around us, where we can honor our unique individual expression of divinity and honor everyone else and everything else, all together, all at once. There is a love and respect and reverence for creation that comes in. It rises up from within us because it has always been there. It will always be there. It's just been buried. The invitation is to bring your awareness inward and practice that deep reverence for your body, deep reverence for the dense emotions, even because they're there to teach you something, or they're there because they're leftovers and you've held on to them, but you don't need to hold on to them anymore. So having a deep reverence for all the experiences you held and had, and a deep reverence for your ability to heal, to process, to transmute these energies, to shift energies that are out of balance into balance, to shift disharmony into harmony. To shift from fear to love. to welcome the contraction, knowing it will lead you to more of an expansion. So, in this moment, just for fun, I'm going to invite you to embrace and exaggerate the contraction. So, this is good for increasing blood flow, circulation. It's good for moving energy and also fluid through the connective tissue, even through the lymphatic system, through the neurovascular system. This is helpful to move energy within and around you, but also to support the mind in coming along for the ride. So, what I'm going to invite you to do, trusting your own body and trusting your own intuition as to how much you contract and how much of your body you contract, you decide, you choose. But the invitation is to contract everything at this moment. So, exhale all the way out. Contract everything, tighten your feet, your toes, your hands, your chest, your back, everything, all the muscles as much as you can, even your face, you can scrunch it all up. And then inhale and expand, release the contraction. Exhale, let it all go, soften even more. Now, this time you're going to inhale and hold. So inhale. Contract everything, contract as hard as you can, trusting your own body, trusting your own intuition. Contract, 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 hold your breath, and then exhale. Let everything go. Release the contraction, inhale. Keep the contraction relaxed, exhale. Notice how you feel. And we'll do that again. Contract and hold on the exhale. Inhale, and then when you're ready, breathe all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Contract, contract, hold the exhale out. Contract and hold everything tight. Inhale, release. Exhale, keep it relaxed. Notice how you feel. You might suddenly feel buzzing or surging of energy. That's okay, that's part of it. A lot of times we've been afraid to feel the energy because the buzzing energy leads our minds to worry, which then leads to anxiety. But the energy of excitement and anticipation is similar to the energy of anxiety. So if you breathe through it, you will feel the ability and have the capacity to shift it into excitement and anticipation. So that buzzing, flowing, even shaky feeling doesn't have to be in relationship to trauma. It can be in relationship to expansion, adventure, excitement. Let's take one more breath in and hold. Breathe in, hold. Contract everything. Hold, hold, hold. There might be something going on in the mind. It triggers on the inhale holding, on the exhale holding, it triggers different things. Exhale, let it all go. Normal breathing. Notice what's happening. Remain curious. Be fascinated by the sensations. You might even notice some of those areas that you were tuning into before, those emotional areas that were holding. You might even notice those areas kind of shifted just on their own. Or you might have opened up a pocket or created space for that energy to move. Now, bring your awareness to the tailbone, the very base of the spine, the bottom of the sacrums, the tailbone. And the inside of the sacrum is a sacred bone. It's a sacred anatomy. It's part of our sacred anatomy. And I want you to imagine and light up the sacred light on the inside of the sacrum. And imagine that light fills up the whole pelvis. And it might be a white light or a golden light. Just go with whatever you're receiving. And imagine it melting and softening any unnecessary tension. And you might feel it bump up against any areas of contrast where it's contracting, where you're holding. It's okay. Embrace, accept, allow. And using your breath, we're going to do a fountain breath. Using your breath, you're going to imagine that light drawing it up through and along the spine, through your central channel, out through the top of your head, and then it comes out like a waterfall all around you. Inhaling, drawing that energy up and that light up, coming out through the top of the head, washing over you in all directions, coming back to the tailbone, breathing, bringing it up. And out and all around you. So we're creating a flow of energy. And if there's any congestion or any areas that it's being blocked or restricted, just imagine it like a clog in a sink. You could just go around the clog. And the more you flush this energy, the more it actually helps move the clog. Taking deep breaths, and you can breathe up as you bring the light up, you can breathe in. And as you exhale, you can let the energy flow down. Or if you feel that the flow in the opposite direction with your breath feels more intuitively aligned for you, go with what feels right for you at this time. And it may change. This is called a fountain breath. Breathing, bringing the energy up and flowing all around you. Now, like a fountain, it's not like it flows and then it stops and then it flows. It's like a current. And a flow and a constant flow where it's flowing up through your central channel, out through the top of your head, and all around you in all directions, front, sides, and back. And then it's being recirculated back into the tailbone and all the way up through the central channel. And then you'll start to feel it expand toward the edges of the energy field as well. Softening, inviting, allowing. Becomes a toroidal field inside and around you. Now, inviting that energy to continue to flow in that direction from the bottom up, we're going to add a second current of flow. So set an intention to keep that one going. This is a practice, so you will practice doing this. So you might actually feel disconnected and feel like it stops, but that's okay. Just set an intention for it to keep going. Now imagine the energy coming down the central channels. There's two flows of current energy, and they're not conflicting. They're not actually working against each other. They're actually working in harmony. Two flows, two directions. Coming down through to the bottom and then washing up and up and all the way around you and then down through the central channel again. And you might even find that placing your hands at your heart and then bringing your hands up and extending them out and around you helps the flow. And then you might even come to your heart center and then go down and let them flow up and out. So you're moving your arms if that feels aligned. It's up to you. And what you're doing is encouraging that toroidal flow in both directions, top to bottom, bottom to top. Sometimes when I'm doing these activations, I often do this movement in my activations. I'll do it three times going up and out and three times going down and out. And if you really feel coordinated, like tapping your head and rubbing your belly, you could have your hands from your heart, one going up, one going down. So you've got two directions. I'll back up a little bit so you can see if you need to. So it's like this, but much bigger. And you could do that three times, and then in the other direction as well. And what we're doing again is creating that toroidal flow, that electromagnetic field around you flowing in both directions. When you feel ready, you can place your hands down. Notice how your body feels. Notice how your energy feels within and around you. Notice the emotions. Just observe and notice what's happening now. Letting the energy move and flow within and around you. There's no need to contract and hold anything. Anything you're holding right now will feel heavy. We're meant to let go, we're meant to allow. And if you hold on, you're going to be dragged and it's going to be uncomfortable. Because we're all moving and shifting into these new energies, whether we want to or not, whether we choose consciously or not, it's happening. And the more we consciously choose to align and we're aware of how we feel, we process our emotions fresh in the moment, we meet those emotions fresh in the moment, we meet the energy fresh in the moment, the more efficient you can become at moving through. Processing, healing, letting go, embracing. We need to let go of the old and embrace the new. And as much as the mind and the ego would want to convince you that you need to hold on to the old way or the old things, there is nothing that you need that you won't be guided to bring with you. If there's something that's purposeful, something you need, it will be brought with you. You will be guided to take it with you. Trust that. Trust that knowing in your heart. Your heart knows what you need. Your mind thinks it knows what you need. The mind thinks it knows what's best for you. But the mind is working from a limited perspective. There's a filter still in place. As we lift that filter, the mind can come along for the ride to some degree, but there's aspects of the mind we need to let go of. Programming, thoughts, beliefs, limitations, ideas, plans. Because where we're heading on the path of our evolution, there is an extraordinary, extraordinary life available to us. A life that our minds cannot fully comprehend, but our hearts know it's exactly where we're meant to go. Trust your heart to lead you. Trust your heart more than your mind. Follow the feeling in your heart. Follow the knowing in your heart. Take some more deep breaths. And if you notice any areas of contraction or any areas of contrast, meet those areas with love. compassion, patience, empathy, acceptance. And acceptance doesn't mean we hold on to things because acceptance isn't resignation. Acceptance is I see, I feel, I know, I understand what I'm feeling in this area, or I see or witness, and I'm open to heal. I'm open to process. I'm open to clear this energy or transmute it. I'm open to receive the message I need from it, the insight that comes from it. If there's anything I need to know, let it be brought to my heart to be understood. And if the mind needs an understanding, give it the piece of understanding it needs. Nothing more, nothing less. I open my mind as wide as possible. I release the perspectives I'm holding. I release the limited perspectives I hold or have been programmed and conditioned to create and hold. I release them with love. I choose to walk with deep trust and blind faith. I trust my body to heal. I trust my energy and the innate intelligence it has to come into balance, to come into harmony. I can let go. I can let go at the level of the mind. I can let go of my fears. I can let go of anything and everything that is no longer serving me and that will no longer serve me on this new timeline, in this new way of being. I say yes to this new way of being. I don't focus on the no's. I don't turn toward the no's and judge them or fret about them. I accept them, I embrace them, I fold them in, I stir them into my heart. Any shadows within me are just out of balanced energies. I fold those into my heart to be witnessed, to be honored, to be embraced, to be balanced, to be harmonized, to be healed. If there's anything more I need to do, let that be revealed. Let your heart lead you in every moment, with every step, with every breath. As you tune into your heart, in every moment, you can ask, what now? What now? And the guidance and the directions will be given. The directions around food, to drink water, to go for a walk, to write a letter. Everything will be given if you let it. Take some more deep breaths. And bring in the energy of gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude for the body, for the energy, even gratitude for your mind. Gratitude for your heart, for the guidance. Gratitude and appreciation for the insights. and the shifts that you've experienced. Even gratitude and appreciation for those areas that perhaps haven't shifted, that are still feeling dense or contracted or protected. It's okay. Welcome them. Accept them. Meet them with such tender, loving care, patience, compassion. I accept and embrace all aspects of me in my humanness as well as in my divinity. Breathe and let that energy expand. I am not who I think I am. You can repeat these words out loud or in your mind's eye, in your heart. I am not who I think I am. I am not who I believe I am. I am that which I know I am. You shift from thinking and believing to knowing, and that knowing resides in the heart. Your heart and soul knows beyond the mind, beyond the body. We can honor our human experience in our human life classroom, knowing that we are divinity, having a unique experience as a human. But we are no longer limited within the human construct. Within the ego-identified human construct. That is unwinding. That is dissolving. And we expand more and more into the remembrance of our divinity, where we allow our divinity to embody and animate our human experience. But not be limited by the physical, emotional, mental, or even energetic experience of being human. We are spiritually free, expanded divine beings, using this human experience and this human avatar to animate. And be messengers of love. To balance, to harmonize within, and to become tuning forks that harmonize and balance all around us. Breathe that in and breathe it out. Bring it into every cell and all the spaces in between your whole energy field and all the spaces around you. When you're ready, hold that beautiful embodiment the best way you can. And slowly open your eyes. Now, as you start to look around, you might actually feel or see or sense things differently. You may or may not. Sometimes that happens. You can embrace that. You can come back and replay this again and experience it again. So you it becomes more of a way of being. It reminds you of how to do this. And so it becomes a practice and a process until all of a sudden you wake up and you arrive there and you hold steady there. My ability to hold alignment didn't come overnight. It was a practice and a process and a commitment. So I invite you to do the same. So if you want to share maybe one or two words of how you're feeling or a sentence of how you're feeling, share your experience in the chat. Feel free. I'd love to hear. You can also share on our private social community. And you can also reply to the emails, reminders for this gathering as well. There's a lot of the energy's definitely changed. I don't know how some of you are feeling, but it feels good. So a reminder for some of you that the your evolving intuition experience has begun. I've started building out the curriculum and I'm building it out based on the questions that people are bringing and intuitively, what I feel everybody needs. So be sure to, if you feel inspired, to check that out. The link is on my website under heartbedliving.com. Under offerings, online courses, you'll see the new Your Evolving Intuition program. And feel free to jump into that. There's still a discount. It's not the same as the pre-launch discount, but there is still a discount until January, until I officially launch it in January. So this is kind of a soft launch, and it's still a great, really great deal if you want to jump in. And for next week, I will be here Thursday for the Living Oneness Gathering. The following week is the holidays, so I'm not sure yet if I will be inspired to do one that week, but you can watch for that. Definitely the following week on the 31st. It's a Wednesday. So the Living Oneness Gathering will be on a Wednesday on the 31st. And I did that on purpose. One, because January 1st is a holiday, but the 31st feels like a really beautiful day to support you in really wrapping up 2025. So hopefully many of you can join me that time at 10 a.m. on the 31st Pacific time. And if not, you can listen to the replay that night or the next morning as well and experience the replay for completing with 2025 and moving into 2026 and really feeling the energies and riding the wave of the new year. I will read your comments. I thank you all for putting comments and I will definitely read them once I'm finished, get off here. But I just want to thank you all for being here and for being so willing. And for being such a beautiful presence in the world. And I know many of you are hard on yourselves and kind of judge yourselves for maybe not doing enough or not being aligned enough, or when you falter or choose fear, you might beat yourselves up. But just know that every time you choose love, every moment that you choose alignment, every moment that you remember and you realign actually has an impact. And even your intention to hold alignment and to hold that heart consciousness, it has an impact. So I thank you all and I appreciate you for being here, for being so willing and so being so committed. We will see you next Thursday and we will continue our journey into oneness within and all around us. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. I'm so grateful. Thank you all. Until next time, love and blessings.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness Initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.